Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this April 20th. Happy Thursday, Friday Eve. Noah, what you got for us today?
All right, so what I've got, we're going to actually do a little bit of rapid fire again. So I'm just going to go through a few of these real quick. So the last letter ever added to the English alphabet was the letter J.
Really?
And that dates all the way back to 1524. Before that, the letter I was used for both the I sound and the J sound.
Mm-hmm.
So they just added a little hook to the J. And
I'm sure that was confusing.
That's right. Right? Eh? J.
Yeah.
I don't know how that, that works, but hey, whatever, I guess. There's actually a word for someone giving an opinion on something they know nothing about.
Okay.
That word is ultra-crepidarian.
Ultra-crepidarian?
Yeah. Right. Ultra-crepidarian. That's someone who voices their thoughts and they have no idea what they're talking about. It's me all the time.
Me too.
Ketchup was once sold as medicine. I think we might have had that here on the Did You Know Show
possibly.
One time. Just a reminder that that did happen. And then the Chupa Chups logo was designed by Salvador Dali. He was a surrealist artist designing the logo back in 1969.
Hmm.
The moon has moonquakes. They happen due to tidal stresses connected to the distance between the moon and the Earth. So actually, like, our gravitational pull on the moon causes earthquakes up there.
Interesting.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Then we have all the clocks on Pulp Fiction. If you want to go back and rewatch that movie, Pulp Fiction, they're all set to 4:20.
Really?
Like today is 4:20.
Like, look at that.
So look at that. So that's kind of interesting. If you want to go back and watch Pulp Fiction and pay attention to all
that's
the clocks,
funny.
They're all set to 4:20. And the last one, little Kim Kardashian has a glam clause in her will. A glam clause.
A glam clause? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm about to find out right now. It states that if she ever in a position where she can't get ready herself, can't communicate, or she's unconscious, anything like that, someone has to make sure her hair, nails, and makeup are all perfect.
Wow.
Talk about dedication to making sure you look pristine.
Yeah, I mean, good for her, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. So, yep, there you go. If she's ever unconscious or whatever and you walk by and she looks like trash, it's in her will. You actually have to make her look good.
Interesting stuff. All right, well, did you know that this is not going to make sense at first, but chocolate chips were invented after chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But so this is how this is true. So in 1937, Ruth Wakefield and her husband Kenneth, they owned a popular Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts, and they were deciding what new desserts to make and to serve at the inn's restaurant. And so Ruth decided she wanted to make a batch of butter drop dough pecan cookies, which is like a thin butterscotch treat, but she made an alteration to it using semi-sweet chocolate instead of baker's chocolate. And rather than melting in the baker's chocolate, she used an ice pick to cut the semi-sweet chocolate into tiny little pieces and throw that into the batter. And when she did this, she removed the cookies from the oven when they were done cooking and found that the semi-sweet chocolate had held its shape as opposed to the baker's chocolate that would kind of melt in and mix in with the batter. And so it left these little, you know, chips of chocolate throughout the cookies. And these cookies became a huge hit, and the recipe for the treats, known as Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookies, was eventually included in the late 1930s edition of her cookbook, Ruth Wakefield's Tried and True Recipes. And the cookies were a huge success. They took off locally, and then obviously the word spread around that these chocolate chip cookies were a huge hit. And then Nestle eventually hired Wakefield as a recipe consultant in 1939, a couple years later. And the same year, they bought the rights to print her recipe on the packages of their semi-sweet chocolate bars. So Nestle had just chocolate bars of just semi-sweet chocolate, and they printed her recipe on the side of it. And then 3 years after that, first batch of those chocolate chip cookies, Nestle decided to begin selling bags of Toll House real semi-sweet chocolate morsels, more normally known as chocolate chips.
Huh.
So, I mean, obviously, chocolate chips were a possibility back then, but
right.
They just had never been.
They never thought of it as being an actual chocolate chip because they didn't
pieces.
Think it would stay in its form. But
right.
Now that they learned it would stay in its form because of the baking,
mm-hmm.
That's what.
And they made the official, you know, shaped semi-sweet chocolate chips. So,
there you go.
So I mean, all credit to Ruth Wakefield and
for sure
with that recipe because
best cookies on the planet.
Agreed. For sure. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the final one of the week at 2:45 p.m.